Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of the Voodoo Treasure. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. Stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
Oh, Blackstone, look at Don. Oh, Don.
Why, Don Hancock. I don't see why you should all go into fits.
But you and the Derby, Don, it's too wonderful. He's like a promoter.
Oh, lay off.
Will you,
Roy? Let me see that hat for a moment, will you, Don?
Yeah. What are you going to do, produce a rabbit out of it?
You will. I hold the hat over the table like this, then I raise my hand and bring it down sharply onto the crown.
Hey, stop that. You know, thanks for buying much of that hat, but I like it.
I'm not going to hurt it.
What do you mean?
Well, it isn't good for hats to have to carry so much stuff inside them. Just as them all out of shape. I'll just raise my hand and bring it down sharply on the hat, and out come some nails. And a hand.
What on earth?
And a rabbit.
But have you done anything?
That's right, way to get the rabbit out of the way. There's something very heavy in his hat, and I don't want it to hurt the bunny or the old guy.
Okay, Michael.
Now, don't tell me there's something more in my hat.
Only this.
Great God, Blackstone, it's a cannonball.
A voodoo cannonball.
Well, voodoo or Blackstone, it's magic of some kind. Rabbit, nails, and a hammer, and a cannonball, all in my new hat.
Gosh, Blackstone, seeing that cannonball brings it all back to me.
It does, doesn't it?
I remember that night we were sitting on the beach down in the West Indies, and you were telling me all about Chalk Island.
Well, then, Gerda, Chalk Island.
I've heard so much about it ever since we came down here, but I've never known anyone who's actually been out there.
We're going out there tomorrow.
It's not good for anyone to go to the island of the sharks.
Oh.
You startled us, Mr. Gerard. We didn't hear you come up.
We of the West Indies have learned of necessity to walk silently. But they do not like to be disturbed by footfalls.
Ooh, that sounds spooky. Well, what was it you were saying about Shark Island?
No one goes there. It does not belong to humans, but to the gods. And to the dead.
Oh, come now, Tavares.
Have you never heard the legend of the Sharp Goddess?
Oh, what is it? I love old legends.
Once, long ago, the Princess Mara fell in love with a young fisherman. She was of royal blood. She a peasant. Her parents forbade their marriage, but the gods were kind to the young lovers.
What do you mean?
Early one morning, the young fisherman led his princess out into the water. They swam out into the rising sun. There in the east towards Shark Island, suddenly cutting the water like a hunting knife, there was the fin of a man-eating shark, a sudden spurt of blood coloring the water crimson as the sky at sunrise. Then, nothing.
The shark killed?
The sharks ended their mortal life, yes. But they live now on the Shark Island. They are happy and harm no one when they are left alone.
How long ago did this happen?
The grandfather of my grandfather passed the story to his son.
These legends are interesting. Many of them have some basis in fact. Thank you very much, Savari, for telling us the story.
Oh, wait, Blackstone. I've got
sand
in my shoes.
I've got
to empty them.
All right. Well, Rhoda, what do you think of
Shark Island? Well, frankly, I'm disappointed. After that tale Savari's told, the very least I expected was a couple of ghosts. We've walked all over the place and haven't seen anything but beautiful scenery.
Well, we'll walk a little while longer. And then go back to the hotel. You ready?
Yep. Hey, listen.
I don't hear anything.
It sounds like somebody screaming.
Oh, your imagination's running away with you. Wait. Look over there.
Well, it looks like the entrance to a cave partially covered with sand. Do you suppose that's where our star-crossed lovers have been hiding?
Could be. Rhoda, that sand is freshly packed. See over there? Mm-hmm. They're marked where each other and piled around the entrance. Come on, let's explore.
Now do you hear that coming back, John, or am I crazy?
I hear it.
Oh, it's a soft creature tomorrow.
And how do you know my name is stranger?
What, you know?
Go from here. Go now before it is too late. I do not like visitors on my island. Go.
Now, look here. We're not hurting anyone. We're just looking around, that's all. In a little while, we're going back.
Ah, you are to go now.
I'm awfully sorry, but we have to wait until my boat with my men get here. You can hardly expect us to swim back.
You are bringing others here.
Why,
from here, I will return with my staff.
Well, that's for heaven's sake. Pretty much a hairdress, son. Downright all you say till I go.
Hello, Rhoda. Time to discuss her later. Let's go into the cave. Come this way.
Mm-hmm.
If we dodge around here, you won't have to shuttle the sand away.
Oh, look, Blackstone. How strange. And tell me, boys, this must have been acquired out of an old pirate gang.
Looks like it.
Oh, and this gang, I bet it's treasure. That's why they don't want people visiting here.
That's treasure of a different sort, Rhoda. It's gunpowder.
Oh, well, don't run your head here, Blackstone. It'll explode.
Oh, no, it won't. Wait here for me, will you, Rhoda? I'm going out and signal for a boat to come out.
Okay, boy. Pirate gang. Oh, this is exciting.
Stay where you are. You want to stay away from here, Miss Flint.
Surrounded.
My fellow Austins, I am Richard Dodd. I will be grateful if you do not inform them of anything to the contrary.
Well, it's been very interesting in all that, but I just guess I'll sort of discover a lot.
Stay where you are.
Well, you want to be that way about it.
I have loaded this old cannon, Miss Flint. When your friend Blackstone returns.
When I return,
I have you covered, Mr. Blackstone. And my people are behind you, so you cannot make a dash for it.
Go from here!
Your sharp pincer seems to be suggesting I leave. You are leaving, Blackstone. Stand next to me, friend. There. Now I will light the fuse to the cannon. I am coming toward you, Gennaro. The cannon will go off, Blackstone. I am walking toward you.
The cannon's loaded, Blackstone. You're not bluffing. Right
on
the
door,
Ben, with a cannonball
dropping. You see, Tavares, my magic is greater than yours. I can catch a cannonball with my bare hands.
Oh, for the love of Pete, how'd you ever do that? Simple.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you remember I ran the gunpowder through my fingers? Well, when I was doing that, I also added a couple of handfuls of sand.
We didn't expect the cannon to go off at all, but there wasn't quite enough sand to stop it from exploding in time.
The ball came at me more or less in slow motion, and I just caught it, that's all. It scared Tavares and his followers, so that when my men came, we had no trouble at all in rounding them all up for a good long term in jail.
Your men? What do you mean?
What I didn't know at the time was that Blackstone had been sent down there to investigate the island because there was reason to suspect the bootleggers. Yep, good old-fashioned bootleggers were using it as a hideout. He had a whole gang of federal agents with him that I knew nothing about.
So another mystery is solved by magic. Well, Blackstone, it looks as if you're going to show us an after-dinner trick. You have a table knife.
Yes, but it isn't just an after-dinner trick. You can use a ruler just as well. Now, I want to borrow something else.
Yeah, here we go again. Well, what do you want this time, Blackstone?
Nothing that you can give me, Don. This time, it's up to Rhoda.
What do you expect me to loan you? I'm busted.
A helping, Rhoda. Just an ordinary helping.
Oh, don't lose it. You're hard to get. Here you are.
Thanks. Now, watch closely. I place the helping over the edge of the knife, and I rest the points of the helping on the table.
Well, that's simple.
But now comes the mystery. I hold the knife with one hand and make magnetic passes with the other hand, and then...
But the helping is beginning to work. Look, John.
Am I seeing things, or am I seeing things? Well, it's moving right along the knife.
Right now, it's walking away from me. But if I lift the knife slightly and bring it down again, well, just watch.
Now the helping's walking through me.
It's uncanny.
Well, Don, you take the knife and help him, and let's find out how magnetic you are.
Well, this works on me.
You'll be magnetic. Only it isn't working for you.
I guess I just don't have the power.
Let me try it, Dan. After all, it's my helping. I'm on helping. What's the name?
It doesn't work for you either, Rhoda. That's probably because you're using Blackstone's mind.
No. The helping will work for anyone if you remember just one detail.
And what is that detail, Blackstone? Come on, tell us.
Well, you keep trying, Rhoda. And maybe you'll get it by yourself. If you don't, I tell you.
Hey, look, I started to hear some walking.
Good work, Rhoda. Look, Don. Rhoda has plenty of magnetism.
Now I know there's a trick. Let me try it again.
It still won't work for you, Don.
Why not?
Because you are resting your hand on the table.
Well, why shouldn't I? Unless I keep my hand on the table, I can't hold the knife steady.
And that's the truth of it, Don.
Rhoda was right, Don. You don't want your hand too steady, because if it is, the hairpin won't work.
Just lift your hand a little, Don.
Or draw your hand past the table edge. Ah, that's the way. Now what?
Why, it's beginning to walk. I'm not making it.
Yes, you are, even though you don't know it.
It's the vibration of your hand, Don. You can't keep your hand steady unless you rest it on the table.
I guess you're right.
Everybody's hand shakes unconsciously, and the slight motion of the knife juggles the hairpin just enough to make it move along the blade.
Don't forget the point of the hairpin must be touching the table.
And the hairpin will walk away from you or toward you according to the direction you let it in. I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of Four Keys to Crime and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.